auction, we'd all know a thing or two. Lived the lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his own day. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. In the evening in the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his as his cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodelie. Once a big shot from the city heard him warbling the ditty, and accompanied with a. Then he said, "Look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money with the yodelie." And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. Then our hero took the tip and packed his grip and took a trip and soon was singing o'er the radio to you. If the Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy they'd be turning when he yodelie. Soon he met a little maiden who was talent who was laden, and she fell for him like flowers for the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with his yodelie. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain.
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
A lovely little tune called The Six Old Ladies Locked in the Lavatory.
Or Six Old Queens Locked in the Latrine. Or Six Old Flappers Locked in the Crapper. Let's get them out.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Poor old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday till Saturday. Nobody seemed to care. The first old lady was old lady Hart. Every few minutes to the washroom she'd dart. But all she could do is just sit there and read. But nobody seemed to care.
The second old lady was old lady Bender. She went there to fix up a busted suspender. It snapped back and hit her feminine gender. But nobody seemed to care.
Now the third old lady was old lady Humphrey. She went and got stuck and could not get her bump free. She didn't care, 'cause it was so comfy. Nobody seemed to care.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Poor old ladies locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody seemed to care.
Now the fourth old lady was old lady Flynn. She prided herself on being so thin. But when she sat down, by God, she fell in. Nobody seemed to care.
The fifth old lady was old lady Geck. Macaroni and beans she'd always select. That used to give her that pipe organ effect. And nobody seemed to care. Boop, 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 boop. Everybody poop.
The sixth old lady was old lady Hemingway. She fell as she ran for the can, yelling, "Gangway!" She got up and shouted,
I wouldn't have made it anyway.
But nobody seemed to care. There's more to the story, but we're getting tired. Besides, the boss just sent word that we're fired. And so we are hoping some new joints will open. But nobody seemed to care.
Michael Ferrucci is coochie, coochie, absolutely. Michael Ferrucci, co-ed smile when he walks the corridor. When you meet him, you like to meet him more and more. Michael Ferrucci is Italiano. He plays guitar but not piano. What it is about him that everyone admires? He sparkles with happiness of which no one tires. Would you believe he made his hat? He's a scholar. The director says Ferrucci earns every dollar. Michael Ferrucci is coochie, coochie, absolutely. Michael Ferrucci, he sings Melba Toast. She's the most. Melba is swell, but get that Melba Toast. She's the most. Melba is swell, but that's why Michael Ferrucci is coochie, coochie, absolutely. Michael Ferrucci. Michael is tall. How his eyes dance. He loves the challenge of true romance. He's simply friendly, has style of his own. His wife has red hair and he loves her alone. Coochie, coochie, coochie. Michael Ferrucci is coochie, coochie. Absolutely. Michael Ferrucci. Co-ed smile when he walks the corridor. When you meet him, you like to meet him more and more. Michael Ferrucci's Italiano. He plays guitar, but not piano. What is it about him that everyone admires? He sparkles with happiness, of which no one tires. Would you believe he made his hat? He's a scholar. The director says Ferrucci earns every dollar. Michael Ferrucci is coochie, coochie, absolutely. Michael Ferrucci.
You don't call him Tom and you don't call him Tommy. You don't call him John and you don't call him Johnny. You don't call him Don and you don't call him Donnie. You don't call him Ron and you don't call him Ronnie.
You better call him Ron. Ronald Reagan, Rambo, Madoff, Baby Killer Reagan. He has no worries and no care to white out his savings. But CIA and FBI, the whole world is a Reagan. That Ronald Reagan, Rambo, Madoff, Baby Killer Reagan.
You don't call him Ed and you don't call him Eddie. You don't call him Fred and you don't call him Freddy. You don't call him Ted and you don't call him Teddy. You don't call him Red because you know he isn't ready.
You better call him Ronald Reagan, Rambo, Madoff, Baby Killer Reagan. The budget cut, the budget cut, the pony has to take it. The money here, the money there, you get to make the ticket with Ronald Reagan, Rambo, Madoff, Baby Killer Reagan.
Oh, You don't call him Bill and you don't call him Billy. You don't call him Will and you don't call him Willie. You don't call him Neil, I know it sounds so silly. You don't call him Phil because he doesn't live in Philly.
You better call him Ronald Reagan, rapper, rapper, baby, killer Reagan. A mad dog on the loose, it's a very sad occasion. A country here, a country fair, killing is his hobby.
Syria with Libya, he tried to kill Gaddafi. You don't call him Jack and you don't call him Jack. You don't call him Mac and you don't call him Mac. You don't call him Black, and as a matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you true, he has really helped him back.
Ronald Reagan's never met a legal killer Reagan. The budget cuts, the budget cuts, the poor he has to spend. No money here, no money there, a bad situation. But Ronald Reagan's never met a legal killer Reagan. Ronald Reagan's never met a legal killer Reagan. Ronald Reagan's never met a legal killer Reagan. Ronald Reagan's never met a legal killer Reagan.
Come back, Serena, come back to my arms. Come back, Serena, I miss ya, chum. Come back to me, come back to my heart. Come back, Serena, and we'll never again part. I wish I had not lived that day of our past, the day that I said it should be our last. Now lessons I'll learn, and unless I forget, my life will be filled with holes of regret. My life will go on, but not as it should. My life will go on, only as it could. My head, my heart, my body and soul. Oh, my Serena, I love you so. Come back, my Serena, come back to my arms. Come back, Serena, I miss your charm. Come back to me, come back to my heart. Come back, Serena, and we'll never again part. My head, my heart, my body in tow. Oh, dear Serena, I love you so. Come back, my Serena, come back to my arms. Come back, Serena, I miss your charms. Come back to me, come back to my heart. Come back, Serena, and we'll never again part.
The currents swirling, circling the sea. Oh, sometimes I get to feeling like some old U.S. highway. Some lost and forgotten road. Drifting through all of the lonesome towns where the interstate never goes. Remembering what it was like in my heyday when I was the road the nation rode on. Recalling how it felt to be king of the highways, knowing those days are forever gone. Yes, they are, they're forever gone. Oh, my condition, despairing, I could sure use some repairing, but it won't be coming quickly, I suspect. In an age that thinks the faster the better, I'm left to the weather. I'd die the lingering death of neglect. Yes, I do. Ah, but I remember what it was like in my heyday. Oh, when I was the road the nation rode on. And I'm recalling how it felt to be king of the highways, knowing those days are forever gone. Yes, they are. Hey, they're forever gone. Ooh. Sometimes I get to feeling like some old U.S. highway.
All right, Wayne. Okay, thanks a lot very much for that music. You were listening to Wayne. What is your last name? Pereira? How do you spell it? Pronounce it? Pereira?
I lived long enough to get to the last name yet.
Anymore, we been lost in the darkest night, blindly searching for the light of our love, but it's gone. And there's nothing left now but our song. So here we are, just you and I, with nothing left but our broken lives. And now it's much too late for love to survive, and we don't know why, but every song seems to say, every song seems to say, every song seems to say
love. If you want to feel loved, you have to be good looking. If you hate it, too bad you are ugly, 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 ugly.
This is done. Action.
If you want to feel loved, you have to be honest. If you want to feel loved, you have to be honest. If you want to feel loved, you have to be beautiful. If you want to feel loved, you have to be beautiful. Even if you love, first get to know each other, then put the number. Make sure you have the confidence, even if you know you can stand by. Say, list that I invest in you. No one can stop you from being loved. It is better being alone to do this. All you need is confidence. If you want to feel loved, you have to be honest. If you want to feel loved, you have to be honest. If you want to feel loved, you have to be beautiful. If you want to feel loved, you have to be beautiful. It will be hard for the first time, trust me, no point giving up. That's when you will be hated, just don't be like that, yeah. Love not only by getting a relationship quickly, you need to learn step to step. If you don't listen, you're going to fail, and you may end up going in jail. If you want to feel loved, you have to be honest. If you want to feel loved, you have to be honest. If you want to feel loved, you have to be beautiful. If you want to feel loved, you have to be beautiful. You have to be honest, it don't mean you're lying, you may end up wanting to die. Remember, life's not a game, you end up in a pain. Make sure you do your best to be in love. Love's not there, so why cheat? Are you playing the game? Remember, your heart will be burning heat, that's why you don't cheat. If you wanna feel loved, you have to be honest. If you wanna feel loved, you have to be honest. If you wanna feel loved, you have to be beautiful. If you wanna feel loved, you have to be beautiful. Make sure you must be beautiful. Get a girl with beauty. Make sure she is a duty. I mean, she must do her duty. I don't mean you have to play Call of Duty. Don't complain about love. Are you being created? Don't be lazy. Just simply rewind this track. And you'll be learning some facts. Also, get a girl with trust, or else you'll be going mental. Baby, I've always been loving you. I truly need you in my life. I need you close to my heart. Come to me. I'll be your superman. Aja, 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 aja.
Because he's gay.
gonna shed some light on that fucking vegan teacher. I know that you are dumb, but I'm gonna try and teach ya. I'm gonna shed some light, you stupid old dyke. I know that you are wrong, but you think that you are right. Saving animals' lives? Nah, you can't forget it. I don't give a shit about my stupid ass nick. Got the IQ of a rock, so they can suck my cock. They're all dumb as fuck, so why should we give a fuck about them, cause their lives are fucking worthless. We're more superior, yes, us the clever humans. There's a food chain, bitch. Don't you understand? It's survival of the fittest back in the motherland, back in Africa. People there would just laugh at ya. You gotta hunt your food or you're gonna die from hunger. A lion would get ya, he'll have no fucking problem. More than you alive while you're crying and sobbing. But think that he gives a fuck? No, you stupid smart. Do you really think that he feels sorry for your butt? No, not at all. Reality is cool. That's just the way it is, you cry baby fool. You overly empathetic, retard vegan donut. You're softer than a marshmallow, you need to grow some nuts and grow up a little bit, you skinny whiny bitch. And also could you try and use the head a little bit? And maybe then you would see eating meat's okay. It's the food chain, bitch. What more could I say? But I really doubt that you'll ever fucking learn, cause you're a retard. And that's a big concern. How can we let this retard teach our children the wrong thing? She needs to have a license to vote. And by the way, bitch, you can't see. How can we let this retard teach our children the wrong thing? She needs to have a license to vote. And by the way, bitch, you can't see. Now let me tell, you think that you are swell. You think you're a good person, but you're gonna burn in hell for all the wrong that you did and sins that you commit. Starving your dog to death for yourself, that's kinda selfish, you anorexic bitch. You're so ridiculous, don't force your dumb beliefs on impressionable kids. That's a bad example, you're a shitty role model. Let people eat what they want, you don't own the world. Who are you, fucking god? You can suck my cock, I'm gonna eat meat, and that's never gonna stop. You ain't changing shit, stars and death that you just quit. And also with your singing, cause you really suck at it. Now I'm about to eat a nice tasty ass burger from the local slaughterhouse, cause I promote murder. I love it when they slice a big pig down the neck. It gets me so excited and it gets me so erect. But I'm not a psychopath, wouldn't want that for a human. But animals don't matter. Bitch, are you running? Probably not, cause you're nothing but a retard. You check out the hook I wrote, cause you know the shit is hard. How can we let this retard teach our children the wrong things? She needs to have a license to vote. And by the way, bitch, you can't see. How can we let this retard teach our children the wrong things? She needs to have a license to vote. And by the way, bitch, you can't see. Last fast, I'm about to teach the class that this asshole vegan teacher is a damn Satanist. She wants all of us to have shitty bland food, cause her life is miserable and so she wants us to be too. Do me a favor, wave a stick up in the air and show all the vegans that you really don't care, cause they are in the wrong and we are in the right. Eating meat's okay and it's definitely a right. It's packed with protein which everybody needs. Do you really wanna look like a branch from a tree? Like she? That ugly vegan teacher? No, I think not, cause you're smarter than that dog. And let me ask you this, you stupid vegan bitch, when was she born? 1856. You're older than a motherfucking dinosaur. For the shit that you spew out of your mouth, it makes me sore. You're wrong and I'm right. I'm right and you're wrong. Do as I say, chill the fuck out, smoke a bomb. And think about this, you stupid vegan bitch. You care about animals who don't give a shit about your skinny ass. They would lick your limb from limb in the plains of Africa and eat you for the bin. So why the fuck do you give a fuck about them when they don't give a fuck about any of you babies? Are you stupid? I hope now you see the light. I hope now you understand that meeting meets the right. Cause this is the food chain and just reality. Not everything is made of rainbows and candy. I know you want the world to be softer than silk, but that's not the way it is. So toughen up, you silky quilt. Stop with the guilt and make me very proud. Switch the carnivore now and stick a steak into your mouth. Cause we the carnivores are the ones who are right. Lift your hands up in the air and sing this all night. How can we let this retard teach our children the wrong thing? She needs to have have a license to vote and buy the way that you can't see. How can we let this retard teach our children the wrong thing? She needs to have a license to vote and buy the way that you can't see.
Yeah, that's right. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. What do you mean? Don't listen to her, kids. She don't know shit. She's just a homophobic, idiotic, ridiculous, racist, just a fucking idiot. Eat meat is fine, take it from me. Peace.
Get myself an Uzi, and I'm gonna go down to the mall. I'm gonna get myself an Uzi, and I'm gonna go down to the mall. I said I'm gonna get me an Uzi, and I'm gonna kill them all. Well, I'm gonna take my Uzi, and I'm gonna file that pin down. Well, I'm gonna take my Uzi, and I'm gonna file that pin down. And then it'll shoot full auto and I'll mow down every clown. Well, I can't wait to see the expression when I pull out my gun. No, I can't wait to see the expression when I pull out my gun. Some are gonna shriek in horror, some are gonna try to run. But you can't run, you can't get away. Say it pretty for 'em. Hey, you and Mrs. Peel. No one's gonna get away. Nobody. Well, there won't be no escaping. Ain't no one gonna get away. Well, I'm gonna play Grim Reaper, and here comes their judgment day. Here comes. You know they all got it coming. It's time to pay that due. Every single one of them got it coming, and they're gonna have to pay that due. Pay that due. Well, and now they're gonna be singing. They're gonna be singing. They're gonna be singing. They're gonna sing. The Uzi Blues singing them blues. They're gonna be singing about
gonna be blue. They're gonna be blue and red. Blow, 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 blow. They're gonna sing them loud. Well, yeah, they're gonna be singing. They're gonna sing the who's the blues.
Thank you.
hurry for nothing. Sure don't know why.
face to my feet. I'm a baby, with a human feet. I love you, I love you. I'm human feet. I love you, I love you, with human feet. I'm a baby with a human spirit. I'm a baby with a human spirit. I love you, I love you in human spirit. Everybody wishes, but I think everybody wishes. But I think, as we sing, I whistle and sing, I whistle and sing, I whistle and sing. I'm a magic belly, I whistle and sing.
I love you more.
Thank you, Dr. Rickler. He's a creator to me. So come here, little boy. Just come here to me. You're a cat boy. Everybody loves you. Gator. Can you really claim to? You don't have to rape you. So hold me down, down, down. Hold me down, down, down. Down, down, down. Hold me down, get down. Hello? Is anybody there? Song that I've written, J.A. Okay. I gotta go to them. I love condoms and lots of cum. You just fucked me in my room. Cause I love condoms and lots of cum. No? So good? Kelly's really gay. You know that? Check out Eminem. The Relapse, great album. I check that out. Thank you very much.
There's a man at a desk with a camera and a phone. The receptionist,
that's me.
Christina Mason.
If I were Abraham Lincoln, this is what I'd do. Oh yeah, A-B-R.
told everybody that I would tell them about my past, tell you all about my past. I will give you an example of the 5 years before I got involved in this thing. This example is one of the things that had happened to me that made it so I couldn't think straight. One of my siblings needed some work done on the house, so I took my crew up to there, to my sibling's house, did 7 walls worth of work on their house, and I told them it's a Christmas present. If they want to give me a Christmas present back, make me some macaroni and cheese. And I never saw macaroni and cheese. So, and another sibling needed some work done on the house.
Again?
So I took my crew up to there, to my sibling's house. Did 7 walls worth of work on the house.
Again?
I told them it's a Christmas present. If they want to give me a Christmas present back, they can make me some deviled eggs. Macaroni and cheese. Deviled eggs and macaroni and cheese. And I never saw macaroni and cheese and deviled eggs. And another sibling, I gave $425 for macaroni and cheese, for heating oil for the house. And I told them it's a Christmas present. If they want to give me a Christmas present back, maybe some of their homemade meatballs. Macaroni and cheese. Meatballs, deviled eggs, and macaroni and cheese. And I saw macaroni and cheese, deviled eggs, and meatballs. And I saw meatballs. And I saw deviled eggs. And I never saw macaroni and cheese. That's why babies all went the way it did. And I never saw the macaroni and cheese. That's why Betty Jaw went the way it did. Macaroni and cheese. Meatballs, deviled eggs, and macaroni and cheese. Whatever, I don't want the macaroni and cheese now anyway. Meatballs and deviled eggs. Meatballs and deviled eggs. That there is one example of 5 years worth of treatment. Everybody, I never saw meatballs. I never saw the deviled eggs. Everybody, and I never saw macaroni and cheese. That's why Betty's job went the way it did. Until the following year, my sibling came down with a part of macaroni and cheese and asked me to borrow $500 so they could get macaroni and cheese for the kids. So they could get Christmas presents for the kids. So I gave them 500 macaroni and cheese, $500 for the, so that way the kids could get Christmas presents. And I told her, the same thing, just make me another thing of macaroni and cheese, and to this day I've never seen the macaroni and cheese.
Banana man is staring at the top. He
Krispy Kreme, Krispy Kreme, Krispy Kreme donuts, Krispy green donut. Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme donut. You can't just eat just one, two, or three, or four. You eat the whole box of it. In all 12, in all 13, Krispy Kreme donut. 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 All you need is some milk and some orange juice to go with the donut, and a cup of coffee, a cup of juice, a little thing of coffee, and you may do. Your stomach just comes to get, my stomach is calling for the donut. And all down my stomach, Krispy Kreme donut. All down my stomach. The donut this morning. Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme donut. Make me all 12. You see, just one or two or three or four or five, seven, nine, nine. Krispy Kreme donut. 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 I bought my new song. Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme donut. Krispy Kreme donut.
I won't send flowers, I wouldn't dare. It's sexual harassment, I'll get the chair. I wouldn't any time at all pick up the phone and make a call. Though my language may be benign and witty, she'll drag me in front of a Senate committee. What should I do now? How should I flex this masculine muscle toward the opposite sex? So no class action suits begin with Gloria Steinem chiming in. What should I do now? Think I'll have another swig of gin. I won't send flowers, I wouldn't dare. It's sexual harassment, I'll get the chair. I wouldn't any time at all pick up the phone and make a call. Though my language may be benign and witty, she'll drag me in front of a Senate committee. What should I do now? How should I flex this masculine muscle toward the opposite sex? So no class action suits begin with Gloria Steinem chiming in. What should I do now? Think I'll have another swig of gin.
Again. get this evil pleasure on the TV news. Satisfaction guaranteed, building up those evil needs.
Getting in touch with the label industry pertaining to shows that J&H Production will be giving indoors and outdoors in the stadiums and the coliseums in the city pertaining to Cincinnati, the beginning of the tour that he will be going on throughout all cities. I would like the label industry to get with J&H Production as for its contracts pertaining to Cincinnati beginning the tour and show that he will go on for the label industry. J&H Production will sign a contract with the label industry pertaining to shows city to city that will be given under him and the label industry. I hope the label industry can contact J&H Productions back from the listing that he has on the paper pertaining to these contracts between the label company and J&H Production. I would like for a response to J&H Productions pertaining to these shows that will be giving inside and outside as far as the Coliseums that he gave you a picture of on the paper. And he would like for J&H Productions and the labels to give shows together in these places. J&H Productions will give the label a percentage of J&H Production or a percent of the gate, either one, because J&H Productions is getting ready to do shows and J&H Productions would like to hook up with the label industry pertaining to shows. I would look from the label industry a response pertaining to these shows that J&H Production is going to give. And J&H Production will begin the shows under the label that contacts him pertaining to these cities and stars and the label and the filming and everything pertaining to shows under the label that he is getting ready to go under for these shows. I hope that the label can get back in touch with me at this address pertaining to a contract and these coliseums and stadiums that J&H Productions is going to do shows in as for city to city. I hope that the label can contact me, J&H Productions, pertaining to a contract. I will wait to hear from you as far as Warner Brothers pertaining to J&H Productions and the shows that he will give in the Coliseums and the stadiums. I am enclosing a picture from the Cincinnati as far as the Coliseum and the stadium right next to it. And I will like for you to do the shows with J&H Productions pertaining to Cincinnati and other cities. I will look for a response pertaining to the Coliseums and J&H Productions International as far as through the city and with the city of Cincinnati pertaining to shows. I hope you can contact me about the contract pertaining to these shows. I am getting ready to sign off and will wait for a response back from you pertaining to these shows in the stadiums and the Coliseums pertaining to indoors and outdoors events that I will hook up with you to do these shows. I will wait for a response from you pertaining to this. Thank you and have a good morning or a good afternoon pertaining to hearing this tape from J&H Productions International. I will be waiting to hear from you. Thank you. P.S. This was a tape to Motown, Warner Brothers, and Capitol to let them know where J&H Productions will be giving his shows. And after I sent it out, I got a response back from the Cavalcade of Stars under Warner Brothers. They had sent me a brochure of the agency that have all of their stars. This is some of the stars: Dolly Parton, the Oak Ridge Boys, Kenny Rogers. It's just stars after stars after stars that they have sent me from this agency under Warner Brothers pertaining to the shows. I am sending you this to let you know that I want your agency to pertaining to these shows that I am going to give in all coliseums and all stadiums from city to city. J&H Productions will wait to hear from you with a delegate from your business as far as the corporate heads of your business pertaining to setting up a contract and talking money pertaining to getting these stars and putting them to work. J&H Productions would like to know what it would take to get the stars together under your agency and put them to work with the other stars and other agencies under the greatest show ever gave in the stadiums and coliseums. JNH Productions have a letter from Quincy Jones. All the major stars, Grammy winners, is writing JNH Productions for JNH Productions to put them under the greatest show ever gave. I hope that your company can send a delegate or send someone in one of the shows when they're coming through Cincinnati to get in touch with J&H Productions at 3562 Vista Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45208. And I hope that when I get in touch with them, they can come to Cincinnati in a show, send me some tickets, and I will come down and talk to them pertaining to what it takes and the contract it takes for me to take your stars and put them in these coliseums and stadiums. JNH Productions would like to set up a contract with you under your agency. If we can do this, then JNH Productions will be a help to your organization and will be affiliating with all other organizations that have Grammy winners and stars pertaining to the shows that JNH Production is going to give. JNH Production is going to be the number one show out there on the road pertaining to All Stars. All Stars and events that will be giving in coliseums and stadiums and film under Warner Brothers, Motown, and Capitol as far as stars and stars coming in as far as telethons from Las Vegas. Showtime will be the cavalcade of stars and the comics and all types of shows giving in these big arenas. I hope that I can hear a response back from you pertaining to this tape explaining as far as the contracts and having someone come or send someone with a show and giving me tickets to come to talk to them pertaining to a contract pertaining to these stars. I hope that I can get together with you and let's get the ball game on the road, because the stars that you show me is the type of stars that I want as far as to set up under this show. I want the stars that's going to be in the Coliseum, that's going to make the people sway and rock and clap their hands to the beat and get up and dance in an area that will be big enough for them to do it in. My shows will be the dynamic shows ever being gave, and I hope that your agency is another one of the agencies under Cavalcade of Stars that JNH Production is going to put on. I will be waiting and looking for the tickets or the delegate that you send me to talk to me about signing under the contract pertaining to the Cavalcade of Stars in the Coliseums and the Stadium and the Coast to Coast touring and abroad. Thank you from the proprietor of J&H Productions signing off to you morning, noon, or night prior to you hearing this tape. I will be waiting to hear from you. Thank you.
The Love It Song by George W. Johnson. And I was still a little boy, and some people said, here comes this dark, and here comes this man. And here he has a soul power, his mouth like perfect. Well, he's so first lovely, even if I get him, then I play it. I come to the heart.
Yeah, they make underwear for Gruntilda, and they make Jamaica will be torch known as Wilda Grantico. Industries, yeah, Grantico. Industries, Grantico. Industries, yeah, Grantis Industries. Here we go now. Grantis Industries, Grantis Industries, Grantis Industries. That's the place where they like to make lots of machinery, making toxic waste and making disgusting underwear for Grantis Tilda, yeah. And they make a wielding torch known as Wilda. Grantis Industries, Grantis Industries, Grantis Industries. That's the place they like to make lots of machinery, making toxic waste and making disgusting underwear for Gruntilla, yeah. And they make a wielding torch known as Wilda. Grunty's Industries, that's the place they like to make machinery and toxic waste, yeah. They make underwear for Gruntilda, and they make a wielding torch known as Wilda. Grunty, go Industries, yeah, Grunty. Go Industries, Grantis. Go Industries, yeah, Grantis Industries. Here we go now.
The name is Gupta, motherfucker. I got no gas prices. No gas prices. My gas station is infested with mice. I don't have a problem with the race, but if I see a black person stealing, I'll spray him with mace. Tell him to get the fuck out of my store, group this gas station. Go fuck his face. I'm a net to the Indian mafia. Used to be a tax driver. I miss India. I wish I still resided there. I'm in the US illegally, but I'm under the radar. No ICE ever see me. Making the money, laughing at the homeless people, making a plea. Or do you want to stay with me? I point at my gas station and tell them to kiss my ass. This is Gupta's gas station with the lowest gas prices in the nation on aisle 5. We have pills for constipation. Alright, I can barely speak English, but unlike having a gas station would be a wish. I cut off your head for Allah and serve it on a dish. If you don't pay your gas bill right away, you'll go to hell if you're gay. So stay away from my gas station. M&H is a shithole. $2.59 per gallon, I got one per gallon. But the rise of an Gupta's gas station is what will be up. Gupta's gas station, Gupta's gas station. Come here now, we have no gas prices. Gupta's gas station, Gupta's gas station. We have no gas prices. Yeah, I'd come to Gupta's gas station. We got low gas prices. Yeah, yeah.
días y nos pone muy contentos. Mi patito siempre está de vacilón. Por toda la casa y se entera los vecinos, y es que siempre está contento. Mi patito es muy travieso y juguetón, en la noche y en el día, y es cuando viene mi tía y nos pone muy contentos. Mi patito siempre está de vacilón, se oye por toda la casa y se entera los vecinos, y es que siempre está contento. Mi patito es muy travieso y juguetón, en la noche y en el día, y cuando viene mi tía, y nos pone muy contentos. Mi patito siempre está de vacilón.
Baby penis around your neck didn't give you the courage to do those things. It was the baby penis in your mind. The baby penis in your mind gives you the courage to be what you need to be. The baby penis in your mind lives in your heart and not the place where you pee. The baby penis in your mind.
The baby penis in my mind.
The baby penis in your mind
gives me the courage to do what I need to do.
The baby penis in my mind.
Baby penis in your mind
gives me the strength to know that I can see it through.
The baby penis in my mind.
We, the citizens of Valley Village, look to make a duty. We look to make a duty in our streets. We look to make a duty in our homes. When the world has got you down,
and your smile gives way to a frown,
there's a lady in our town
that can turn your blues into brown.
Make a difference, make a difference, make a duty today. Make a difference, make a difference, make a duty today.
Oh, won't you come on,
make a difference, make a difference.
duty today.
Make a difference.
Make a difference.
Make a
duty today.
Make a duty next Tuesday.
Oh, make a difference. Make a difference.
Make a duty
today. Make a difference. Make a difference.
Make a duty today.
Make a duty for the children.
I'm glad you hurt your hand. I'm glad you hurt your hand.
Stop it.
I'm glad you hurt your hand. And I'm glad you hurt your hand.
Leave me alone.
I'm glad you hurt your hand.
Stop it.
I'm glad you hurt your hand.
Stop it.
I'm singing in this band.
I hate you.
Because you hurt your hand.
Stop.
I'm glad you hurt your hand.
My hand really hurts.
I'm singing in this band.
Stop it.
I'm glad you hurt your hand.
Stop it.
I'm glad you hurt your hand.
Beat
I'm singing in a band.
Sir,
Diddy, I'm singing in a band.
Stop.
Because you hurt your hand.
Stop it.
I'm singing in this band. Because you hurt your hand.
Thank you.
Glad I hurt my hand. It helped me understand that I should have let you in the band. I could have made it work, but I acted like a jerk. Now I point to the sky and not the land. Now I clearly see finger at 90 degrees.
Is God flipping his middle one at me? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm glad I hurt my hand. It helped me understand. Should've let you in a band. I'm glad I hurt my hand. Yes, I'm glad I hurt my hand. I'm glad I hurt my hand. Help me understand. Should've let you in a band. I'm glad I hurt my hand. Yes, it helped me understand.
Yeah.
Sensed that once again, Robin and myself would have to match wits with a fiendish criminal. I lifted the receiver and said, "Good morning, Commissioner. Good morning to you. Ha 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 ha. Well, do you need the Cape Crusader in enforcement of the law? Ha 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 ha. Well, I'm a Cape Crusader.
Yeah, you are.
Down from Gotham City. And I can make the Riddler listen. Plus, I won't accept your pay. Ha 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 ha
I won't. He keeps trying to pour the liquor into me, but I always manage to keep my head.